We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're very happy to say hello to Sergio Romo, who's nice enough to join Ray and I here on 95.7 The Game to talk about the announced retirement of Buster Posey, and we'll check in on what he's got plans for his future as well. First of all, Sergio, really appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us, man.
Yo, it's Damon. It's Damon and Ray. That's what's up, fellas. How's it going? It's been a while.
It's been a long time since we've seen you, man. So thank you so much for coming on. And look, you know, this is news that kind of, you know, ground what we were going to talk about today and just brought it to a screeching halt, because Buster Posey retiring is a massive moment in time here in the Bay Area. As a guy who threw to him, as someone who won championships with him, what was your first reaction to the news that Posey was deciding to hang it up?
I'll be dead honest. It was mixed. It was mixed from half surprise and half going, I've seen this coming. Seeing it coming only just if most people watched I'm sure a lot of people watched the Giants games, right? Especially in the playoffs. But when they were clinching the division, when they were clinching, you know, stuff like that going into the playoffs, and everybody celebrating there that last day, Buster was the only one just standing there. And he was just looking around, and he had this, like, I'm enjoying this moment look on his face. And I was blown away by that. It was something that was obvious to me and my family. I mean, there's guys on the team that I know better than others this year. And obviously I rooted for those specific guys. But seeing those things, I was like, wow, okay, like this is something that, man, I wouldn't be surprised if he decided to, you know, walk home and do the family thing. And here he is. He's deciding to do the family thing. So in a sense, it wasn't surprising, but it's surprising from a fan standpoint, because, I mean, the guy's got a lot of baseball left, in my opinion.
I think it's interesting, though, that you said, Sergio, that you saw it in the way that he was looking around that room, almost soaking it up for the final time.
I'm telling you, look at it. Even out on the field, when they celebrated off together on the field, he jumped around a little bit, but he was the only one standing, looking around. And just like, he was like, man, like, this is cool, this is dope. Like, he was ready. He goes, man, maybe in a sense, now that this is coming out, maybe in that moment he goes, man, I'm going to miss this. Yeah, or this is kind of like the icing on the cake, maybe, for him too. You know, the big choice, the decision that he made to not play 2020 for the family's sake and all the good stuff, and then coming back to parent and coming out in full force like he did this year. I mean, yeah, what if this it was his riding in the sunset, you know, type thing, his way, the way he saw it and the way he envisioned it for him and his family. Pretty cool.
How many players would you guess are looking at him with a fair amount of envy today, just because he's one of those rare guys who gets to go out on his own terms in all ways, as a player and as a human being?
I think that's impressive. Just the fact that he's put himself in that position. I mean, the fact that he's put himself in this position in the sense of limelight since, what, he was 12? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a very unique individual, a very special person, one of the most caring teammates I've had, one of the most prepared teammates I've ever had. And to see this now, does it bring some sense of envy? Yes, of course it should. I mean, this guy put himself in a great position, put his family in a great position, and it all came in with time, perseverance, work, sweat, blood. Like, I mean, think about it. The guy's done a lot, and maybe he's just tired, you know? And me, and like, I'm still kicking the tire, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in a sense, yeah, like, I can say that, yeah, there is some envy when it comes to the position that he's put himself and his family in, to be able to walk away as something as big as the big leagues at his time. Yeah, it's pretty special for him.
A dozen years with the Giants. Buster Posey decides to call it a retirement. He will have his formal press conference, I believe, tomorrow. We're very happy to be joined by Sergio Romo here on 95.7 The Game. 14-year-long major league career. Like, I remember the kid, 25 years old in 2008, who was forced to wear the Dora Explorer backpack and bring the candy to the bullpen. Goodness sakes, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the Dora the Explorer backpack, the My Little Ponies with a pink tail hanging from it. Yeah, I did that for the first 4 years of my career. You know, was blessed to have, you know, similar veterans around in the bullpen. You know, Lopez, Afel, Casilla, at one point Bob the Bull Howry, Guillermo Mota. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I've had, like, there's reasons why I had to wear that. You know, that backpack. And I did it proudly, trust me. I'm sure you
did.
You guys
saw it.
I did it with a smile. I was happy to just have a spot. And if it entailed wearing a kid backpack for some time and, you know, handing out candy and cutting people's nails, so to speak, handing them nail clippers or nail file or, you know, like whatever, you know.
Look, my dad used to see a guy walking a poodle, and he would say, it takes a real man to walk a dog like that. It took a real man to rock a Dora the Explorer backpack as often as you did. Did you have to carry a Posey-specific candy with you? Do you remember what his poison
early
was?
Early in his career, I can't remember if it was what specifically it was, but early in his career, there are games that he would be out in the bullpen, like, you know, like just if he was off or at that time, I think we had Benji Molina still. So like just stuff like that, like, you know, there are things that we do hand out our catchers, our bullpen catchers. So him specifically, I can't really remember if he was much of a candy guy to begin with, to be honest.
Of course he was.
I know.
Well, how, I mean, he handled different pitchers different ways, the way any smart catcher would. How was he with you? Was he insistent on the pitch he gave you, or did he sort of work with you on the theory that you know what you want to throw more than I do?
In a sense, he gave me I would love to say that, like, I can honestly say that he gave me the respect that I knew what I was doing, that I had an idea and I had good feel, you know. Again, one of the things that impressed me the most about Buster is his preparation. There's hardly anybody in the league that I've seen that's as prepared as him, and that goes equally with each pitcher. He was prepared to face each guy. He knows, he still knows, and I'm sure of this, he still knows what each pitcher has, what they bring to the table, what makes them tick. He figures that out. You know what I'm saying? He's a good judge of character. He reads people well. And I'm telling you, like, he's very confident too. So, like, he puts something down, you want to sit there and go, okay, cool. Like, all right, yeah, all right. You put it down so, like, so for sure that, like, man, how can I even go against it? But he gave me the right, you know, the ability to shake him off and the trust to shake him off, and that I, you know, maybe felt comfortable with another pitch instead of that particular one in that moment. But most of the time, when I shook Buster, it's because he was telling me to shake.
He would tell you to shake. Was that just to create a little doubt in the hitter?
That's just what he does. And there's little things in baseball. I'm sure you guys have seen and heard of it. There's little games within the game. And for me, not necessarily a one-trick pony, but I'm, you know, throwing sliders left and right, you know, and they know it's coming. So it's maybe to get some off. Oh, he's shaking. Maybe he's going to something else. Maybe it's location. And it's just a game within the game. Again, he's well prepared for that and helped me out a lot.
I love it. I love this kind of insight in baseball information. Sergio Romo joining us, and obviously we're talking about Buster Posey's career. Let's talk about your career too, man, because you are an unrestricted free agent after a year of A's baseball underneath your belt. How was it on the other side of the bay for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, that half-hour drive to and from work, no, not bad at all.
No, when you don't need a bridge, right? No bridge equals a better commute.
I got to stay at home. I didn't have to move my kids. You know, my wife was able to just, you know, maintain the home here and then have to create and help create another home somewhere else for time being. So that helped out a lot. I mean, the fan base, I have to admit, the fan base is, it's pretty tough. It's strong, you know, and it's tough on you, but it's motivating. It pushes you. And like, I wanted to do well every time I went out there. Ran out of gas a little bit this year, you know, but, you know, it was fun. It was good being in the Bay. The reception from the Bay in general, from both Giants fans and the A's fans, it was surprising to the extent where it felt as good as it did. Yep. You know, I didn't know how it would be received, having to go to across the bridge, you know, to go to work. But
well, look, you looked a lot better in an A's uniform. You looked a lot better in an A's uniform than you did a Dodgers uniform. Ooh. That's for sure. Oh, so okay. we'll put that out there. So
I'll say that you're not the first person to tell me that.
No, certainly not around here anyway, Sergio. So next summer is going to look a lot different. No Buster Posey in San Francisco and no Bob Melvin in the A's dugout. Can you tell us what it was like to play a year for Bob?
I tell you what, this is no knock on any other manager I've ever had outside of Bruce Bochy, because I've had some really good ones. I've enjoyed my time everywhere I've gone. I got mad respect for them. But he's definitely one of my favorite managers I've played for. Bob Melvin, he just, the care factor, there were times that he would say certain things to me, and I'd be like, did you talk to Bochy? And he look at me like, why would you ask me that? Like, you know, like, I'm thinking, whoa, he just said that the way Bochy talked to me. Or he said some things that I'm like, wait, only Bochy knew that. Like, wait, how did you know to say that thing to me? Or how did you know that that would, like, reach me and, like, catch my attention? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Like, and he's very caring, very upfront, very honest. And the dude was your friend first. It tripped me out because he wanted to get to know me. He wanted to get to know every one of us. And I do feel that he put me in a lot of situations that benefited me, that he knew I could succeed in. And I tell you what, the confidence that Beaumont gives you hurts the A's that he's gone. And it's going to help the Padres, to tell you that for sure. The Padres, up to this point, I'm telling you, until they get to be around him every day, they don't know what they have in him yet. So that team might be more dangerous next year just because of that, man.
I don't know how much of the postseason you saw, but this seemed to be the October that more than any other postseason was about relief pitchers. Does that give you a sense that you will be looked upon as more valuable because the market for relief pitchers looks like it's never been better?
I do feel that relievers now are getting their piece of the pie outside of being, you know, named a closer specifically. I'd like to say that when we started those runs, 10, 11, 12, I feel that we started that to show the importance of middlemen and having a strong back end, you know, the value of the pen, you know, that core four that we had, and then you can add in Wilson in there also on top of that, even some George Contos in there who was there for a couple of those. Like, we were a big part of that success of those teams, and I can't sit there and say that, I won't sit there and say that without us we wouldn't have been there, because I'm sure, you know, I know the quality of men that they were in those clubhouses and in that lineup, like, they would have still fought their, you know, hind parts off, you know. But I feel that we were part of what started that movement. And I'm happy to say that relievers, that I'm a middle reliever now, or I'm a back-end reliever, just for the fact that we're getting our due diligence, we're getting our respect. And then going into this playoff, I did tell my lady, once the playoff started, no knock on the Giants, I'm sorry. I did say that the Giants would go as far as their bullpen allowed them to. You know, and to me, that was the question mark. It wasn't the rotation. It wasn't the lineup, if they were going to hit or score or find a way to manufacture. To me, it was if they were going to keep and hold those leads that lineup was going to get.
You're one of the first guys I can remember ever asked to be an opener when you were in Tampa. Did you ever get used to that? Was that ever something that you were as comfortable with as you were either as a setup guy or as a closer?
I'll tell you what, I personally felt a little uncomfortable doing it, and I haven't ever really said this, but it was because for one silly reason. You can't give me an unscathed mound. I'm sorry. I have not pitched a professional game in my life up until I got those starts at Tampa where I had an unscathed mound when I went into pitch. Untouched, perfect, pristine, just, oh, wow. And I was just more afraid to, like, mess it up because, see, the first time I did that was against Ohtani. And I was like, Ohtani was pitching for the Angels, and I was like, oh, no. I'm sorry, Ohtani. I got to kick this a little bit. Like, you know, like I remember asking, like, hey, like, trying to send a bat boy going, hey, like, go ask Ohtani what side of the mound he pitches on because I don't want to scratch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to get hit or hurt or create something. Like, but at the same time, like, I was like, man, like, it was pretty cool for me. It was something different. I mean, it took me 500 and some odd, almost 600 some odd games to get a start. But I understood the reason, and that's why I did it. You know, I will venture to say that maybe they thought they wanted another younger guy to do it, and they said, oh, 10-year veteran's doing it, and maybe they thought he would be more accepting to be asked to do that if they saw a 10-year veteran doing it with no complaints.
Sergio, let's wrap up with this, man. And thank you so much for joining us to talk about Posey, talk about Bob Melvin, your career. Like I said, you're an unrestricted free agent. When you dream about baseball, do you dream about National League or American League baseball? Where's your heart lie? Or does it even matter anymore since there's so much interleague and there could be a DH coming?
I tell you what, initially when the change from National League to American League, I missed the National League a tremendous amount. It was strategy, the small ball, the pitchers going in there to bunt, that type of stuff. Even watching like guys like Bumgarner hit bombs, you know, it's cool to see that, you know, like, and I missed that. But playing in the American League for so long and understand, to me, it just brings the more value of your starting pitching. It brings the value of the depth on your lineup when it comes to American League. Why? Because people don't see it very often, but the changes that they make in the American League, they're a lot different. You know, the defensive changes, they're defensive changes, and they're, you know, pinch hitters and, like, guys specifically for this moment, but it's American League. It's like, what? Like, there's no, you know? So it got me excited to just see when they're going to make these moves. And Bob Melvin was pretty good at it this year, so it was pretty fun to watch. But I do dream more National League. I will say I'm a gamer, you know. I'm a grinder, so like I like the small ball stuff. I like the competitive stuff. I like the, you know, just going there and, you know, whose starter is going to go shut the other door off, you know. And but I'm a pitcher too, so. Yeah, I'm more of a National League guy.
Well, I tell you what, no matter where your career brings you next year, I hope you find a mound that has been used, abused, and cleated up so you're as comfortable as humanly possible. Sergio, thank you for joining us. It was great catching up with you, man.
Hey, Damon, man, I tell you what, I always have a good time hanging out with you guys, talking to you guys. And, you know, the Bay's been good to me, and I live in the city, so, I mean, we could do this more often if you'd like.
Oh, done. I tell you, you're in the city, dude?
I've made a home in the city since, what, 2011? December 2011, off-season? Yeah, I've been in the city since.
Well, then, we're right on the corner of Broadway and Battery, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's do 3 hours together. Come on in anytime you want.
Bet. That's what's up. Take you on that.
Done. We will do it. We will do something with Sergio Romo real soon. We'd love to. Thank you so much for joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff. And Lucas, there you go. Let's get Sergio in studio. Chop it up with him sometime real soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.